This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Keeping Christ in Christmas, was delivered on December 13th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Frank. He had to do double duty. He had to sing. He had to do trivia, and he had to do announcements because Pastor Aaron had to work today. And I don't know, maybe Carlin had to work, or maybe that's why she never answered trivia questions because Pastor Aaron wasn't there. Who knows, you know? So we kind of can tell, yeah, who answers the questions when they're not sitting next to their spouse and they don't answer. Yeah. Wow, how many of you finished your Christmas shopping? One, two, three, four. Okay, four of you finish your Christmas shopping. Come up here because the rest of us need help, so we're going to pick on you to help us shop. Unless you like, okay, I'm not buying gifts for nobody, so I finish. Yeah, I used to love to do Christmas shopping at Home Depot or HBM, but, you know, I haven't been to the mall since, like, March or before. It's like, yeah, the last time I went to watch the movie, I Still Believe. That's the last time I went to the mall. And every time I go, it's closed because I think they open at 12 o'clock or something. But Jen said they open at 7. It's Ross open. Ross open at 7. Maybe it opens for you. You get the special 1 hour early admittance like Disneyland. But yeah, it's just a wonderful season of giving. And, you know, for us who we call ourselves Christians in Christ, Christmas is probably the most important time and celebration of the year for us, meaning that Christmas is the time of year when we celebrate the birth or the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You heard it in the songs we sang this morning. It is so beautiful. My wife put on this Christmas special that I don't know if it was on HBO, but it was Carrie Underwood singing, giving us a Christmas concert. It's like a Merry Christmas. And she sang all those songs and was so beautiful. And it was like, it was a 1 hour special. But we were watching, we were getting into it. Next thing you know, it's done. It's like, wow, 1 hour went by just singing those Christmas songs. And hopefully it went out to the world and people were singing, not knowing that they were giving glory to God. You know, because if Jesus never came, if he was never born, if he never made the choice, or God never made the choice, say, you know, I love these humans so much that I'm going to send my son. If he never came to redeem us, then our Sunday weekly gatherings would be just a motivational social event. There would be no heaven in our future, and we all would be condemned to die one day. Oh, what a terrible feeling, but, you know, thank God he did. The Christmas season, you know, especially here in Hawaii, in the United States, it's a wonderful time. And what is interesting, if you study the study of the word origin of Christmas, it means Christian Mass, or shortened form of Christ Mass. And if you have your Bibles, you can open up to Luke chapter 2, because we're going to go through that whole story. Luke is in the New Testament. Did the light go out? Something went dark. Oh, she changed the slide. It's like, here. Luke is in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke is the third book in the New Testament. And it talks about the birth of Jesus. In Luke 2, starting in verse 4, Joseph, also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger, meaning like a food trough for the animals, because there was no room for them in the inn. It was so crowded, the city, it was just like booked up. In the same region, there were some shepherds out in the fields keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. Okay, so, you know how we imagine pictures of angels are so pretty with the halo and the wings? Apparently, this wasn't so, because if it was like that, I don't think they would be frightened. Or they were shocked. Maybe it was dark and just light appeared and they were frightened. And it's like whenever the angel appears, they always say this in verse 11. Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. You think about this, like, how is it that the angel went to the shepherds first? Of all the people the angel could appear to, went to the shepherds, the guys who watch over the sheep. I don't know, but they must have been stink if they was out there watching sheep. But something to consider. Why would the angel appear to shepherds first and not like a leader or a king? For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men whom he is pleased. And when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. How do you like, being married, that somebody comes and tells you all this thing about your child? I'd be kind of like, what? This is like Emmanuel. This is God with us, the child. The shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they have seen and heard, just as they have been told. So for us as Christians, the true meaning of Christmas, celebrating the Savior. See, Jesus was born in order to pay the price for the things which we have done wrong, which is called sin. That's why he is called, and that's why we call him Savior, because he came to save us. In 1 John 2, 1 and 2, my little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. See, Jesus is like our defender. He's our lawyer. He's our advocate. He's on our side. And he himself is the propitiation, meaning he's like, he appeased what needed to be paid to redeem us, to forgive us from our sin. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. Okay? Not just us special people here, but those out there. Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He is our defense attorney. He can stand before God as a mediator because his death satisfied the wrath of God against sin. And he paid the death penalty for our sin. And so we can say that Christ satisfied God's requirement and he removed our sin. And in Christ, you and I are forgiven and purified. God sent his Son to be the atonement, to be the price of our sin. Because, you know, in Romans it says the wages of sin is death. Some of us say maki. Maki died dead, remember? You smoke it. Death. The wages of sin is death. And Christ paid that price so that we would not be separate from God. Without Jesus, we would all die in our sins. We inherited our sin nature from the first human being God created, Adam and Eve. And while being fully God and yet fully man, Jesus came into the world as an infant to save us all. You know, a lot of our Christmas traditions may vary in symbolic meaning. For some, we exchange gifts because why? God sent his Son to us as the most precious gift. And also the three wise men visited Jesus and they brought gifts as well. So I think maybe that's why we exchange gifts. But the best gift we can offer to our family and friends, especially those who are not saved, is the gift of Jesus Christ. We can offer them and we can give them that gift, but it doesn't mean we lose it. We still have it. For us Christians, the true meaning of Christmas is a celebration of the Savior. Because if you understand and you read the Bible from the ending of the Old Testament, Malachi, to the beginning of the New Testament, there was like 400 years of silence. There was a famine from hearing God. I mean, 400 years, that's like four of our generation, maybe five, of silence. It's like, where are you? I mean, how many of you got the silent treatment from your spouse for one night? It's like torture, right? How many of you dished out the silent treatment for one night? Shame on you. And so this coming of Christ was so important. We celebrate the Savior. And we know that through Christ and belief in Christ, we are sons and daughters of God. And one day, heaven will be our home. How's that? A place described in the Bible where there's no tear, no sorrow, no pain, no sickness, no crying. Wow. 1 John 4:10 says, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Again, we hear that word. He was the payment, the appeasing for us. See, because in the presence of God, evil cannot exist. He is absolute goodness. And the thing about it is, he cannot overlook sin as it never happened. He loved us, and love does not make God morally lax. If we trust in Christ, however, we will not have to bear the penalty of our sins. We will be found not guilty by Christ's atoning sacrifice, because Christ paid the price for our sins on the cross. But that is the Easter message, right? So, but before we can get the Easter message, we need the birth message, and that's Christmas. In Romans 5, 15 to 18, but the free gift is not like the transgression. See, Jesus came to be our Savior. It was a free gift God gave us. And all we had to do was ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. For if by the transgression of one, who was Adam, the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. So you got one man, Adam. Sin entered the world through Adam. And you got one man, Jesus Christ, who saved us all. The gift is not like that which came to the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation. We're talking about Adam. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in justification. For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as though one transgression that resulted condemnation to all men through Adam, right? Even so, through the one act of righteousness, there resulted in justification of life to all, to Jesus Christ. See, so we're born into Adam's physical family, the family that leads to death, because all of us have reaped the results of Adam's sin. We inherited this guilt, this sinful nature, or this tendency to sin, and God's punishment, his wrath. But because of Jesus, however, we can trade the judgment for forgiveness. Christ offers us the opportunity to be born into his spiritual family. Like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone. Behold, the new has come. The old sin is gone, but the new righteous is now. So the family line begins with forgiveness and leads to eternal life. If, okay, for those of you out there and here, if we do nothing to receive this gift that God sent, meaning if we do not confess with our mouth, like Romans 10:9 says, that Jesus is the Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. If we do not receive this gift, we will receive death through Adam. But if we come to faith by God, we receive life through Christ. So here it is. To which family line do you now belong? Do you belong to the family line of Adam, which leads to death? Or have you professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, the family line which leads to life? So if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I really don't know how you're going to how can you really celebrate the joy of Christmas? Because if you haven't received Jesus Christ, then Christmas is just spending money and giving a present to someone you love, but that present is just a material thing, when in Christ we share this because Christ gave us a valuable gift. We receive and we share. Not only a gift, but it comes from our heart. It comes from what Jesus did for us. And along with that gift, we get to share what Christ has done for us. Celebrating Christmas without Christ can be so empty. It's like taking the happy out of birthday or anniversary. When we say happy holidays, what are we really saying? Are we intentionally taking Christ out of Christmas? I don't want to sound so legalistic, but I believe the world intentionally took Christ out of Christmas by making it illegal to say Merry Christmas in your workplace or in your school, because it might offend somebody. Calling a Christmas tree a holiday tree? Seriously? You hear that, right? It's a holiday tree. Really? Just not the same. Did you put up your holiday tree yet? Or when the trees go on sale at Walmart and Home Depot? Hey, we got holiday trees on sale. Not the same. But when it's, hey, we got Christmas trees. Yeah. Makes sense. The whole reason for this season is Christ. So why do people take him out of it? It's like having a birthday party for me, and that when the party starts, you ask me to leave because you're offended with my presence. I'm not welcome there. That's weird. I mean, the whole reason for Christmas is we celebrate the birth of the one who came to save us. And in saving us, we tell him to leave? That's sad. The whole reason for this season is Christ. So we cannot take him out of it. We need to leave Christ in Christmas. Amen? Not just this year, but every year. Every year we hear happy holidays, holiday tree. And I'm trying to, when people tell me happy holidays, I try to turn around, thank you, Merry Christmas. They look at me like, right. And sometimes even Christians, they tell me happy holidays, and I scratch my head. It's like, who's your pastor? Oh, New Hope East Hawaii? Huh? Yeah. Right? So, man, you and I, we have the opportunity to keep Christ in Christmas. And, you know, the Bible talks about being ashamed of Christ, and, you know, we shouldn't be. So when we are greeted with happy holidays, you know, in a loving way, can you just return it with a Merry Christmas? Not in a condemning way, like, hey, stop taking Christ out of Christmas and you better say Merry Christmas. It's not happy holidays, it's Merry Christmas. Yeah, happy birthday, Jesus. Right? And make him a birthday cake on the 25th. Sing happy birthday to him. Get up in the morning, take communion. But keep Christ. For Christ's sake, keep Christ in Christmas. For our sake. Because if we keep going with happy holidays, and then pretty soon we're just going to all forget what Christmas is about if we take Christ out of Christmas. What if we took Christ out of Christmas? It would be just mass. 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 Something like that. That wouldn't make sense. Amen? So, I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And, you know, for those of you who are out there, even for those of you who are here, it's a free gift. All you have to do, like I said, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. Meaning, you will be written in the book of life. When you die, you go to heaven. You'll be forgiven of your sins. What greater gift than that? I mean, this is eternity we're talking about. Forever and ever and ever and ever. So if you would like to receive that gift, that's why Jesus came. If you would like to receive that gift, if you're out there on Facebook and this message reaches to the ends of the earth, which is fantastic, just pray this prayer with me. Would you heads bow and your eyes closed? It goes like this. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins. And I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. Anybody here prayed that prayer for the first time? Would you hold up a hand? Anybody here? Well, obviously, if you're out there, you can hold up a hand, but I can't see you, so you got to message me somehow. But Lord, we pray for those of you or those who will receive you, that their word says that all heaven rejoices when one person receives you. And Lord, we pray that this word, that people would receive you, that we would keep Christ in Christmas, because that's what it's all about. It's all about celebrating the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to pay the price for our sins, to redeem us, to be our advocate, to stand before us, to be our mediator. And we celebrate that because he gave up so much so that we could have life. And we thank you for that. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Give the Lord praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you for the Christmas songs. You know, my opinion is we shouldn't be singing it only time in Christmas, but all year round, because it's about one thing. It's about Christ coming to save us. And so that's the reason for this season, but it's for the all year, every day, 360. It's all every day. So again, can you stand and join us? And this one is John 3:16. God so loved, the reason for all this Christmas music.
Been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we are recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.